time to go to the NFL, John Landecker, pick and pool, or whatever you want to call it. Paul Pabst, are you with us?
John, I'm always with you, brother.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, shall we just, Jack, are you going to, like, guide this listing ship? Is this? Are you taking control? Are you taking the helm, as it were?
I can. It's been a few weeks, so we can see if I still got it.
Oh, sure you did.
You know, before we start, guys, we really have to talk about one of the weirdest games in recent NFL history. The Bears won what could have been a great win, almost became an ugly, ugly loss, and then became a great win again in a game where they made Joe Flacco look like he was 28 instead of 41. But it felt great at the end. The ending was fantastic, but that was one of the wonkier games. I'm using that word wonky in recent NFL history.
Well, I've never seen a Bears game end like that, quite frankly, that I can remember.
And John, historically, when they end like that, it's usually a loss. That's the only good thing.
Right, right.
Games like
But I mean, he gets that. Colson gets the pass, and we were talking about it earlier. It looks there's two defenders with him on each side, and it's almost like he ping-pongs off of them. It's almost like they collide. Everybody collides, and he's the one who comes out of it.
And I really wish the Bears could play the Cowboys defense or the Bengals defense and just alternate week to week.
Because amen.
They look fantastic.
They did.
It was very exciting. You know, also the World Series had a great ending.
It did.
I was like, those were two of the best endings to sporting events I've ever seen, with the seventh game of the World Series and then the Bears game. It was just like one after the other.
And the ratings were unreal for the World Series because you include Japan, you include Canada, you go seven games. It almost went really eight games because one of the games went 18 innings.
If you want to count the innings,
And then if you watch the end of the ninth inning, I know we got to talk football, but the Toronto Blue Jays, they missed winning that game by half an inch. The guy was almost safe at home. And then that collision with the outfielders, and they held on to the ball by the Dodgers.
Man.
I mean, Cubs fans have had pain before, like colossal pain, like 03.
Right.
But imagine losing the World Series, Toronto Blue Jays fans, by an inch. And now you got to go to the offseason, and you don't know if you're going to be back anytime soon. Like the Dodgers, they're going to be back, no problem. But the Blue Jays fans, I don't know how you sit with that. I mean, that would be like, I know it's not true depression, but like sports depression maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Blue Jays fans deal with that because, again, I am a huge Cubs fan, and when that 0-3 team lost in the NLCS, I remember saying to myself, well, they got Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor. They'll be right back. They didn't get right back.
Right. But there were so many opportunities throughout that, even towards the very end, that the Blue Jays had opportunities that they weren't able to take. All right.
Yep.
Shall we get to picking the pool with Paul and the football? Try that?
Oh, yeah. So we were off last week. Yeah. Standings update from week 8. John went 9-4.
Icky.
Well, just wait. Paul went 10-3, but then our producer spot went 7-6. So a little struggle there. If you look overall, Paul has 69 wins and 34 losses, one game ahead of John, 68-35,
and then
and then us producers are struggling a little bit, 62-41. So Eli had the last few weeks, and I'm going to try to flip it here.
Well, let's see what we can do. Shall we launch into Thursday night football?
Thursday night football, Raiders at the Broncos. Paul, we'll start off with you.
The Raiders are shockingly bad. I thought they were going to have a decent season. The Broncos start really slow, and they always win in the fourth quarter, so I think Broncos, but it'll be close at halftime.
You know, Jack was good enough during filling out the forms that he put the next to the teams in parentheses. He took what their record is at home and what their record is away, and the Raiders are 1-3 away, and I'm like, well, they're away. So that's the end of that. I'm going to take the Raiders.
And the Broncos are 4-0 at home, so I think all of us are going to take the Broncos. They do just seem to find a way. Back to early football on Sunday morning, a game in Berlin with the Falcons and the Colts. Colts coming off a tough loss to the Steelers. John, what say you?
Well, I'm still going to take the Colts. They're having a good year, and they're ticked off after what happened last week, and they'll take it out on Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's weird, man. From week to week, they'll lose by 30, win by 30, so they're hard to predict. I think the Colts a bounce back game, sure. No problem going Colts.
I agree. I think they're going to bounce back as well, both teams traveling across. All right, Bears and Giants on the lakefront. Paul, what are you thinking with the Bears and the Giants?
Yeah, I hope the Bears don't get in a situation where they give up tons of yards again and get their defense a little better. But I think the Giants are a bit too banged up, but they're scrappy. This is a scary game if you're a Bears fan because the Giants don't know they're not good.
Right.
Right? They play a little better than they should be, and their quarterback is kind of tough. And everyone's hurt there, but I think it's going to be a real tough one, but the Bears will squeak it.
Well, once again, Jack providing the home and away, the Giants have not won an away game all year, and I don't think they're going to start now. I'm taking the Bears.
I'm taking the Bears, too, but I agree with you, Paul. I think today Ben Johnson said that their front seven for the Giants is the best they've faced all year, so and they're scrappy, like you said.
Really?
So, yeah, they got some guys that can rush the passer, so they have to be careful.
Their defensive line is so underrated. They got Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence and Thibodeau. And that's really all they have. And they've got a Jackson Dart, John, is a pretty good quarterback. He's out of Ole Miss.
Right.
He's a lot of fun. They had your boy Scataboo.
Yes, I know.
Right? Very sad about that injury.
Yep.
You were in mourning for a while with the Scataboo injury, but he'll be back.
Yeah, I think it's lucky the Bears don't have to face Scataboo with the way their defense is. All right, Bills on the road at the Dolphins. I'm going with the Bills. I know the Dolphins just have too many issues for me. John, what are you thinking?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm taking the Bills.
Oh, man. I want to pick the Dolphins because they're good for one of these every year.
Mm-hmm.
When you count them out, they win a game they absolutely shouldn't. But I can't. They're that bad. Yeah, this is not the Dolphins of a couple years. That was a fake tease. I actually didn't believe in them. But the Dolphins usually get one upset a year. This is not going to be it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. All right, Ravens at the Vikings. Vikings got a big win against the Lions last week, hosting the Ravens. What do you think, Paul?
I like the Vikings here. I think J.J. McCarthy looked pretty good coming back. They're a quality team, even though their record doesn't say so. The Vikings, their defense is good enough to corral Lamar Jackson, and I think the Baltimore Ravens defense is not great. And I'm going to go Vikings close.
I'm taking Vikings.
Ooh.
All the way.
There we go.
Nice.
I'm going Ravens. I think they're going to start getting on a roll with Lamar back, but 4.5 on the road for the Ravens seems kind of like a lot for me, kind of a trappy there. So we'll see what happens. All right, here's a good one. The Browns 2-6 at the Jets 1-7. Paul, what are you thinking here?
I'm thinking I would rather read a book than watch a game. And John, you know I don't read. I got into sports media, so I didn't have to read.
Right.
The weird thing about games like this is when it's two horrendous teams playing, it's usually close at the end because they're both futile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go – the Jets just sold off everybody. So, weirdly, the backups are going to start, and the backups will win for the Jets.
You know, they're also playing – the Jets are at home, and that's usually – the theory is that that's worth something. I don't know how much in this case, but I'll take the Jets.
I'm also going with the Jets. It is funny, though, that Cleveland's a 2.5-point favorite on the road. We can squeeze one more in before we have to take a break. Patriots at Buccaneers. This looks to be a fun one. Paul, what are you thinking?
I think this is a big weekend for the Patriots. Everybody loves Drake May, their quarterback. I mean, he's an MVP candidate. Vegas says so. The odds say he's top five. Baker Mayfield's always tough, but I think this is the coming out party, national TV game for Drake May of the Patriots.
I'll follow along. I'll take New England.
I'm going Bucks. I like Baker Mayfield too much.
Okay, so there's be that way about it.
That's what I'm doing. I'm sticking with my guy.
We'll be back with more on 720 WGN. John Landecker and the Pick'em Pool is on the air, and we are now, where are we now? Jack, we are
going to Carolina.
Ah,
Saints
at, in my mind.
At Carolina. Paul, what are you thinking with this one?
You know, the Panthers are in playoff position. They could win a few more games. They've got a tough schedule after the Saints, but Carolina looks a lot better. It's nice to see. Carolina, no problem.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Let's make it three. Yeah, I didn't realize how good their record was, and then they went and beat the Packers last week. So
and plus, you provide the information that the Saints have never won a away game, so
yeah, they're
knowing that it's like
switching quarterbacks midseason and they're struggling right now. All right, next up, Jaguars on the road at the Texans. No C.J. Stroud in this one, but they're still favored. John, what do you think?
Oh, boy. I was looking at this wondering what... Okay, I'll just take the Jaguars. I just made that up on the spot.
Yeah, same here. I liked the Texans a few weeks ago. I thought they were going to right the ship, and they're not. C.J. Stroud hurt. Jaguars just made a nice trade for a wide receiver. I think the Jaguars are... I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but they're definitely improved. I'm going Jaguars.
Yeah, I am too. I do like that Jacoby Myers trade. And I think they're sneaky good. And Davis Mills didn't look too hot last week.
Yeah.
All right, moving to the West Coast, Arizona Cardinals on the road at the Seahawks. Seahawks made a trade for Rashid Shaheed from New Orleans. Paul, what are you thinking in this one?
Sam Darnold is really hitting it. I mean, this is a guy that the Jets had years ago, and they tried to ruin him. If you watched Sam Darnold for the Panthers the other day, for the Seahawks, he was 16 of 16 with 4 touchdowns in the first half.
Look great.
I'm no math major, but I think that's 100%.
It is indeed.
He's fantastic. They've got a good team around him. They play on the West Coast, so they don't get a lot of national pop. Mm-hmm. But the Seahawks are cruising, and I think the Cardinals are, they're okay at best, but the Seahawks are rolling. Seahawks, no problem.
Well, that's one of the great quotes. He was on that team, and they tried to ruin him.
Dude, that was good.
I'm thinking Seattle.
I am too. I think you're right, Paul, especially in that division too with our next game, Rams at 49ers. All those teams are right within each other in the West, so I think they kind of take a back seat. But next game up here, Rams at 49ers. What are you thinking, John?
Gosh. Wow. Interstate. records almost too similar. I guess I'll take the 49ers because they're at home.
That's gutsy. I think I'm going Rams. 49ers have done a good job with a lot of injuries this year. Mac Jones, their quarterback, he's done a very good job. But I'm going to go to the Rams. Matt Stafford, 21 touchdowns, 2 picks. Their wide receiver, Puka Nacua, is back and healthy. He's fantastic. They're kind of healthy again, the Rams. And I think it's going to be between the Rams and the Lions for the NFC. Okay.
I agree with you with the Rams as well. I do like how Stafford's playing. And they have Davante Adams, too. So that's a fearsome duo there on the outside. All right, Lions. You just mentioned them, Paul. On the road at the Commanders, looked like a big game early on, but Jaden Daniels now out. What do you think here, Paul?
I think it's Lions, no problem. The Lions are really hitting their stride. Everyone's healthy on their end, too. Commanders have been beat up, and then Jaden Daniels finally gets back, and he's hurt. They don't really have anything to play for, and I think the Lions are going to cruise.
You mean they're not going to play for pride?
What? They're going to play for pride and money, not in that order.
And money, yeah. I'm taking the Lions, too.
Me, too. I agree with everything Paul said. I think they're hitting their stride, and that I think that Daniels injury is a blow to them, so it's going to be tough the first week out. Sunday night football, Steelers, big win, as we mentioned earlier, over the Colts at the Chargers, an interesting one on Sunday night. John, what are you thinking?
Oh, man. Doesn't somebody else want to go first so I can copy them?
Yeah, John, this is the toughest one. I'll go because this is frustrating.
I mean, I picked the Chargers.
I think I'm picking the Chargers because they really need this. The Steelers are good, but they're in too many close games and their defense isn't great. The Chargers, man, I thought they'd be a little better. So I'm disappointed in them, but I am going to pick them to win at home.
Yeah, I agree too. Chargers, Steelers, they always seem like they find a way to just, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, but I don't think they get it done here.
And he's been there, what, like 19 years or something? 18 years?
Something like that.
I mean, it's amazing. When you consider the coaching changes here,
and
you look at that, it's like, what?
You can do that? Yeah, no. Monday Night Football, the Eagles on the road at the Packers. Man. What are you thinking here, Paul?
I like the Packers. I think after last week, they had a big stumble last week, and Jordan Love looked terrible. They're such a good team. They've got a lot on offense. They lost Tucker Kraft. They're a really good tight end. That really hurts, but I think the Packers at home are really tough to beat, and they're going to – whenever a team loses really badly, that's a good team. I usually pick them to win the next week.
Yeah, I'll take the Packers.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Eagles coming off the bye week. I think they might have something drumming up here, but I am scared of that Packers after they lose to the Panthers coming off a little ticked off. But I'm going to Eagles, and we'll see how that goes on Monday nights. And then the teams on the bye this week, Bengals, Cowboys, Titans, Chiefs, as we're rolling through the bye weeks. But that's the Week 10 slate there in the picks.
And that wraps up this edition of the John Landecker Pick 'em Pool. I got Jack here, and I got Paul. Thank you, guys. We will reconvene. Okay. Over most of this station.
That means
we
do it will. Again. You're using big
that
words
means,
again, John.
That's yeah. right. That means do it again. I'll spill it out. That means, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. That means, yeah, we'll do it again.
1 week from today, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Thanks, Paul.
Anytime.
All right.